Hare Krishna, this third day of seminar. So I will give you an overview of the lesson of today. So, of the whole day, of course. So the first lesson is on external challenges that we face in the distribution. Then we have internal challenges, right? Second. Then in the afternoon, we will have another little part of external challenges and selling books on their own merit. And then we have sources of inner strength, inner inspiration as the last lesson for today. So first of all, I need a fast and clear writer for the flip chart, just for a few minutes. Yes, thank you, Dr. And so I want to ask you, what are the most common external challenges that we face in our book distribution? Weather, unfavorable weather, right?
Keep your student handbooks closed, please. I know it's there. Before you go.
Uncontrolled mind.
External or is that internal?
Internal.
This is internal.
External challenges. Only external.
Security.
Yeah. Police.
Police.
And unfavorable weather.
Nasty control.
You want to call them nasty or you want to call them difficult?
Personal with internal problems.
Internal challenges.
No. But this is nasty guys.
Nasty guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Others?
Other complications.
Restrictions.
Restrictions. Like, bookkeepers.
Not allowed to.
Yeah, you're not allowed to go in this space.
Other complications.
So this is
what? Like, so many other people also do this bagot.
So this is competition.
Logistics.
Logistics. See if somebody knows how to speak it.
Members of other faiths, you can put.
Is
that external or internal challenge?
This is dealing maybe with both.
Yeah, we can put it.
Lacking of.
No association.
No association.
Going for bad location.
Wrong spot. This is overeating.
Is that an external challenge?
No.
It's a problem inside.
But first it's external and then it's internal.
From the external coming in there.
And then again it's external.
That goes on the logistics.
Logistics.
What's it?
Temptations.
Maya. Maya is external and
internal.
Physical inability, sickness, broken arm, broken legs, disability.
Yes.
Well, that's the internal. Like the lack of knowledge of the clusters before the student. The target is not the most favorable. Not favorable.
We already have.
Nasty people or.
wrong spot.
Maybe you want to qualify here with the nasty people, different types of challenging situations in terms of people.
Other religious groups, like other nasty people, like the Jehovah's Witnesses.
Well, we have members of other places.
You're still dressed, well, wearing. We discussed it already.
Yeah, but this is external, but it's internal. I mean, it's a problem that you have.
Anyway, I just put it down as a brainstorm.
It's like if you could make mudras.
Huh?
Mudras?
Mudras.
Yes, you guys.
You guys should not have any
flash mudras.
Never mind.
God is not starting. That's logistics, right? Okay, cool.
Logistics, yeah.
Anything else? That's all you're facing? No.
Maybe language sometimes? Or can you go to another country?
Yeah. What were you saying?
No, I got down to the wall.
He's there.
Comfortable.
Oh, yeah, nasty guy is pretty good.
This is Maya anyway.
Maya. Is it covered?
Yeah, no.
It's different?
Maya is not that. Eat this, take a break.
You want to specialize, subcategories.
Okay.
You got to talk pretty
good.
What else?
Any of the
toys also?
You can say. Lack of support of the leaders in the temple.
Yeah.
Lack of support.
From?
From temple authority.
Logistic?
No.
It's self-based.
What?
Internal logistics.
No association, lack of support.
Yeah. Okay, we have it there.
Temples.
Does that ever happen to
you?
Okay.
What about if you don't have the right gear, shoes, and clothes?
Oh. Favorable weapons, clothes. Robes.
It's early in the morning. Any other challenges you're facing?
I have to carry a lot of books in the bag or in the hand.
Pain.
You want?
Pain.
Anyway,
pain! No pain, no gain.
A blessing, sometimes you need that person to do
it. Nasty guys.
Yeah, that's specified. Aggressors.
There's some defect on the book. There's some defect on the book.
Some defect?
Yeah, some missing. No pictures.
But the Bhagavatam is flawless, there is no defect.
No, I mean external defect, like pictures are missing, pages are missing.
Okay.
Or dead pages.
Damage is good. Damage books.
There's been many prints. The Bhagavad Gita is now printed upside down. So you open your picture and the whole book is upside down.
But that's artistic.
No.
No books. Yeah, no books. Any other challenges you're facing? This is your day. Today is your day. I'm telling you, you're not getting back to this. This is your day. You go to the university to distribute books, and there's a sannyasi saying, "Sorry, you can't be here." Who is there?
Some sannyasi says, "You cannot be here."
You cannot be here. This spot is already vacant.
Come back when it's done.
Come back in a year.
What?
Okay. So,
competition?
Or back
competition, but competition also you can put friendly or unfriendly, you can put friendly fire. So, devotee, you have friendly fire, you have devotee competition.
In that category, if you're a Mataji and you go to a place where the Brahmacharis are distributing, they will kick you out of the city and find.
They kick you out of the city?
Yeah.
Of the whole city. This town is not big enough for the two of us. You have to go to another town.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's covered here. You got one?
Time and money.
Time and money. Okay. We just filled it up, you know. we'll see where we go. Maybe at the end we decide, hey, this is too difficult, we're not going to do this. Yeah.
Like we feel, you know, sometimes we go to other cities, you know, like other states in India. The temple authority that they still put a lot of
zones, yes, zones.
And also,
and I just put zones, you know, zones slash.
Yeah. One more thing, right? See, I'm from Bhaktivedanta Institute. So Maharaj, they already published books on science and spirituality. So basically it is blending both, you know. So many devotees say this is only for books, for only for non-devotees. But this is not fact, you know.
So what do you want to call it? Misconceptions?
Yeah, this is a big misconception.
Okay.
Because you know this one.
So what do you call it? Misconception? Propaganda?
Both. It is a misconception. Yeah.
All right, are you happy with these challenges? No. You're not. We just brainstorm means you just shake your brain and whatever comes out, it comes out and we put it there.
Variations in prices of books.
Pricing. Your money, good pricing, yeah. Sometimes confusing pricing, yes.
People that have had a negative experience with the devotees or the Hare Krishna movement.
Negative experiences, negative people, yeah. That's also, you can put it down in the print.
And when you want to push a book, sometimes you ask people on the street, and the manager is not allowing the book. Maybe it's the restrictions.
Restrictions, yeah. Anybody else? Okay.
Misunderstandings with groups because
I think psychical groups, misunderstandings. I think it's more an internal kind of a challenge. We'll get to those things. Okay. We also did some study on that and that's pretty good, you know. We came up with a lot of stuff. There seems to be some issues here. And let's see. You want to go through them like this, or?
We just go through them quickly, just to have some. So, when you meet police and other officers, then if you're acting in a very humble way, usually it works. Unless they are really, really, really envious and nasty. But, you know, if you're just humble, then they will let you go with the minimum. You are transgressing some law, or you're not supposed to be there. Then, if you are very humble and keen and you know just respectful, they will let you go. Keep in mind that officers are often influential people, never give them a bad impression. So, if you see an officer, don't wait until he approaches you. You approach them, you go to them. See, I'm here. They usually do like that, and they are surprised, and of course they do the job, they ask your ID card, whatever, but very, very, very rarely they intervene, they say, you cannot be here, or we had some, or maybe they say, no, they call us, but now I see that you are okay, like that. Report any significant with the, now I have a story here about, little story. Bhakta Lorenzo was arrested by the police because police said that he was selling and he was not supposed to sell. So he immediately called me and I got the officer at the phone and I was very calm and I said, look, you know, this guy didn't do anything wrong. You know, we are a recognized part of the Italian government, so you should let him go. But she was a lady, she was insisting, no, he did this and that. I said, okay, then do your steps, you know. I know that I was very calm. Just give me your name and your number, and you know, we will do our steps. You do your duty, we are doing our duty. At that point, she became very scared of the religion. So, you know, if you are sure of what you're saying in this, but it's better if you have a leader doing this. Okay, next. Drunk aggressors and unstable people, all of them, you just avoid them. You know, this is a category that you don't want to deal with. Don't play the role of a savior of the most fallen. It's like catching a big fish without getting wet. It's better to avoid these people, or, you know, just stay with them. You see them by body language and, of course, how they also externally behave. Any others? Is there anything else, please?
Yeah, I can say something in this regard. When aggressive situation, I have many those who complain that they were doing some violence or slam doors or either in different ways. And it never happened to me. But I saw one thing one time, I was in Halima and I was very absorbed in the Holy Name. Really very absorbed, very concentrated. And this one guy came with a crying one. And he was wanting to hit me with a white bottle on the head. And the moment I saw him coming, I thought it was too late to react to him. The bottle was here. I thought my dear Holy Name had surrendered. And as I thought this, immediately one devotee who was expert in martial arts, who was a man China, a great Ayon, who was the reality of God now, he jumped and a 3 meter jump and he dropped the garden behind him. And I saw the power of being surrendered to Krishna when you do your service, how Krishna protects you. Know, so many stories I heard about Bible, but I think we can avoid this in my daily.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Thank you. So without behavior, we can also change the situation. But generally, it's better to, if you see that this was in Arya, is another thing, but if you are distributing book, just, you know, you see them, you face them, just say, okay, we should look away.
Most of the people are, they just want you to recognize them and acknowledge them. They just need some, they need to feel important.
Yes.
So you let them feel important and you move on, maybe one street down, and then it's okay. But sometimes when they go after you, then you have to face the situation.
Yes.
Or change.
Yeah, or you can change the spot if you just give it the chance and don't. Okay. So members of other faiths, be alert of horse posing as interested but wishing to distract or abuse you. Discriminate between time wasters and the sincere. And if in doubt about the person's sincerity, qualify them by asking appropriate questions. If someone is simply interested in preaching to you in a narrow-minded way, excuse yourself right away, as politely as possible. Very easy way to do this is just go to the book. If they are just talking and talking, just go to the book. This is good for this and for time wasters, etc. You just go to the book, and if they don't want to take the book, they will say, okay, come and visit us, you just give a, you know, visit card and that's it. You need to start the preaching to you and say, sorry, I don't have time, and then you go. This is quite fair enough. Did you?
A friend of mine in London, she was distributing books in a Muslim area, and then this Muslim lady got really upset that she was distributing books to her, and she was screaming at her that she should go away, and she put a book table, a Muslim, it was Quran and everything there, and she was starting to do book distribution on the spot, and my friend always goes to. So my question is, how you deal with this situation?
Well, if you're, this is a, like a external challenge that, you know, you are in a not favorable spot, maybe you should change spot. You know, if there is such a reaction from the people of the neighborhood, sometimes we have to even change city or village. Because in that village, like in Italy, for example, I have this experience, everybody is more or less favorable, but there are some villages or some people in the village which are very influential, they don't want Hare Krishnas. As soon as they see one, they just call the police, and because they are influential, they are influencing the police, and the police say, look, you know, we don't have anything against you, but we are told to kick you out. We are sorry, but you go on. That's fine. You know, it's better to, because if you go on a flight, then you know, you lose all your power, all your energy, and sometimes you lose your life. We have experienced, unfortunately, in Sarajevo, the devotee got very, very badly injured. Very, very badly.
The point is that you have to pick your battles carefully. You have to see which battles can I win and which battles I can't win. You can't win against the police. You can't also win sometimes against really heavy demons. So even you might be one of the good guys and take yourself to the holy name. So then we just have to move on and not be attached.
Yes, that's the point. Don't be attached to that point. Sometimes, you know, books are going out, so you say, oh, this is a good spot, you know, books are going out. But then, all of a sudden, something changed. So don't be attached. Krishna has his plans. Never happens by chance. Just remember our philosophy.
Otherwise, you waste an hour or two or half a day. How many books can you do in that time?
Yeah. Yes. A little bit of comment, though, that I've noticed over the years, is if you have some fanatical Christian, it's not going to be physically violent. Usually what happens is my scores increase quite a bit. I avoid, I just don't give them the time of day. People see what's happening, and then they go, wow, I don't want to be a Christian, I don't want to be a white Christian. And they start taking books. So this guy's in composure, so the guy's flipping out, all fanatical. So people are just getting, the crowd usually says, well, I'd rather have one of your books than you. But the most my scores increase if you can hang in there and composure.
There's a big difference between members of other faiths who are just, you know, arguing or challenging or kind of like increasing your appetite, you know, just kind of like getting you going. And people who are real super heavy, who are just like, they're out for war. They're here to stay. They want to battle you, you know. They want to do what it takes, like this Muslim lady. Yeah. So maybe you shouldn't park in front of a church or in front of a mosque, you know, and go out and do the Hare Krishna thing. Because, I mean, how would you feel? You go to the temple and then you have a Muslim who puts up his book table right in front of your temple. You don't feel good about it. So you have to be sensitive. And sometimes it's just Krishna's way to tell us to move on. I have seen every time I'm on a parking lot and I see that little blue light, you know, going around, I'm like, oh, Krishna, thank you. You know? And it's just like when you're chanting the holy name and there's no taste. Then you know there has to be offenses. There has to be offenses somewhere. So then we have to go back and check. Because otherwise there will be taste, right? Because there's nothing more tasteful than a holy name. So why are the cops showing up? There has to be a reason. And the reason is me. Because otherwise there wouldn't be this car here, you know? So always see it like a sign of Krishna. And don't think, oh, now it's my time to fight it out. You will lose time, you lose your appetite, you waste a lot of energy. That's a good one.
Talkers and time wasters. Always keep in mind your aims and objectives whilst in sacrifice. Get on the point right straight away. Refer to the book and the source of answer to all the questions and suggest you chase early in exchange. Be prepared to spend time and generally with the people and direct them to appropriate means of further interaction with the society. So, you know, if somebody is going to tell his life story, sometimes, I mean, you know, you cannot avoid it. It's part of the deal. You know, especially, you know, if you are in somebody's home and, you know, let you in, give you something to drink, and, you know, these people are nice. I had an experience, it was a village of these nice people. They were all together. Krishna put them all in the same village. It was like 2,000 souls. And I stayed there for the whole day, and I needed only help. Because everybody was saying, oh, a missionary, come in. And I said from the outside, I'm not Krishna, doesn't matter, are you a missionary? Yes, come in, please. Like that. And it was amazing. I mean, so high, so nice, and just to know your story. So, how do you become a missionary? Please tell me. Would you like something to drink? That was, you know, just, you know. And so, that, you know, in these cases, you cannot avoid. But sometimes, you know, there are just these people that, you know, they just want, they have an evil, little evil mind, you know, they just want to tease you like that, you know, they just waste your time. So you have to be alert by that. Just coming to the point of the book, you just relate everything to the book as soon as you can, And then when it is clear that, you know, this person is not going to take the book, just say, oh, by the way, you know, it's so late, I'm very sorry, I have to go. Hare Krishna. Oh, come and visit us. You know, like that, you know. So, any questions, comments about this? Okay.
You never waste time.
Yeah.
You always get right to the point.
Otherwise, you lose so much energy. And then, when you meet the right person, then you are just like Navina said, yes, and now the word of robbing, you know, before reaching, you know, they're robbing halfway. So this is too bad because you don't have the energy then to do the right thing to the right people. A favorable weather, dress properly. There is no such thing as bad weather, only appropriate clothing. If you need more clothing, make moves to get in. Don't create unnecessary austerity for yourself, which may diminish your ability to serve. Consider the weather prospect when choosing the future spot. Becoming helps, just tolerate and carry on. So this is quite clear. You just have to use your intelligence and your discrimination in selecting the right spot according to the weather. And sometimes, you know, you see that, you know, if you're really trying hard, Krishna is sometimes he's a little joking with you. Like, you know, one time I was in town and it was raining like anything, raining, snowing, hailing, you know, like, you know, the universal deluge, is that the word? So I said, I was on a spot, but no way, you know, this is not the right spot. So I had to go to another one which was covered. And as soon as I got to that spot, the sun began to shine like anything. Hot and everything. So, what is this? But this was on the other side of the town. So I said, maybe Krishna wants that I go here. And actually, in that spot, I never went during the week. I only went on Saturday and Sundays because there were so many door to door. But I found out that there were so many little shops underneath that I never saw. And I was there for 4 years, 10 years' time. So I did all shops and everything went right. So sometimes Krishna is, you know, using also the weather to move you around. But just have the right clothes and don't blame the sadhu, you know, like, you know, I want to make a show of renunciation. I will go barefoot in the snow. This is not going to work. You'll catch more than a cold, and the people, because they're looking your shoes when you sit there barefoot, they say, oh, this is a crazy guy. They call the police. Look, you know, I got one from the mental hospital here. Come and get it. You know, so don't make these things, okay? Some comments on this point? Have you?
You talk about how the weather influences your mind. Sometimes when the weather is very cloud and everything.
Yeah, this is a disease. It's called meteoropathy. You know, you are influenced by the change of the weather. Many people have this problem, also some devotees, but you have to overcome. This is kind of an internal problem, that you are influenced by the weather and then it becomes internal. But the weather is just, you know, happening. You just have to, if nothing helps, just tolerate. Pardon?
Prabhupada said when you're on battlefield, you have to wear shoes.
Yeah, of course. First dress and then a dress.
Huh? And in yesterday's road late, I was out of book distribution. I make sure that I look projectable when I'm out, but somehow that is wrong and I'm projectable.
Relationship in management. Seminar leaders should work in cooperation with the temple president, department, etc. to ensure that support systems are functioning properly. Have regular meetings with the temple department heads, not only when something goes wrong. Express the importance of the distribution, but keep in mind that other services are valuable and that the devotees involved face their own challenges. So, just, you know, to make sure that everything goes all right, my suggestion is to do, like it is written here, do the things weekly or monthly at the most. You know, just, you know, okay, we have a plan, we are going here, we need, you know, motor home, we need this van, we need that van. Do you need it or you are planning to need it like that, you know? Or, you know, this is, there are, you know, three days of fasting in a row. That's make the example. And how can we go out, you know, without prasadam? So we have to put prasadam anyway for the sanctified world. It's like that, you know. And we have to have this meeting regularly. And this is just to prevent some, you know, misconception or misunderstanding or some lacking in organization, like, you know, you are going to out in sankirtan, but the band is meant for something else.
It might be in a situation where the temple commander was the person to stay in the temple of God, but she was in full glory because there's nobody else to do it with our books. What
should we do? Okay, well, Srila Prabhupada said this much, this is depending much on the temple president. If the temple president is a Prabhupada Munga, you will for sure remember what Prabhupada said. He said, there is a famous interaction I saw last year with Srila Prabhupada. He was dealing with DBT. He was writing checks for DBT. And there was, I think, Rameshwara. Yeah.
I have it. You want to see it?
Yeah. That is, I mean, if this takes too time. And yeah, if you see it, it's better. So I don't speculate because I saw it on the 1 year ago. But at one point, Srila Prabhupada said, first books, just raise his voice, first books, then everything else. That was heavy. If we have it, it's very interesting.
So for the time being, the money will not be used for the construction of my home. It will be used for the books.
Mahaprabhu Brahma will be taking one of that from me.
Now Gopal Krishna in India requested that 3DT give him a loan of $160,000. In India, this during my book, he requested a loan from USDBT for $160,000, which would be used to construct the second residence building.
How would you do that?
His plan was that the American couple would purchase rooms, and over a period of 4 or 5 years, they would pay that money back. But that's still too much money for your money wasted.
Yes, I know.
The only thing is that we will have to delay the loan because for the next 3 months, all our money will be used to print these 17 books.
That's the book. Book. Then loan. However, we cannot hold that printing. Then that's all. We will be much harder to do. We are not going to the surplus money as well. Not that at the cost of stopping. You must always do it. And you will require money to print it. There's no cost of that loan. Thank you. This is your.
So, first of all, books. So, of course, if you are a regular devotee and there is a temple commander who is like that, you should go to the higher authority and say, look, this is happening. And work accordingly. Sometimes you have to stay back, but next time make sure that this is not happening. Anybody else?
The common and then a practical reality. Sometimes manifest with some sort of thing up, but I remember constantly I would be pulled back from books on the only one distributing. It's so difficult. And but I just stuck with it. I stuck with book distribution, sometimes people bed or whatever. And just staying with it, and pretty much demanding it, and BBC told me that. I asked them, at BBC, is it better to just do whatever the company says? Or do you mean request book distribution? He said request book distribution. So I kept hammering that. Eventually, I got what I wanted pretty much.
Yes.
And eventually, told my book.
Just don't give up. Don't give up. Just, you know, continue like that. I think all of us have more or less the same experience, because sometimes the devotee who are not distributing books, they, of course, you know, maybe they are seeing the reality from another perspective. You know, it's not that we are wrong. I mean, you know, there are necessities also in the temple, So we have to be like sensitive, but in the same time, we want to please Srila Prabhupada first, of course. So Srila Prabhupada said many things, but about books, it was like, you know, he was telling in another, I don't know if you will find it, but another instance, he said, okay, so one devotee should remain in the temple and everybody else should go out. We are doing here sometimes, in some few occasions, I heard by Sheshika, like once a month or once a week, like that, but Prabhupada was really stressing on this point, you know, everybody should go out. Just one pujari will remain back to serve the deities and that's it. So if you can do it, if you can do that, you know, Srila Prabhupada will be really, really pleased. Okay, can we move on? Mataji?
I was a pujari and I was not allowed to go to distribution because I was not a distributor. So I was told that you're not allowed, you should say you're doing better in the pujari department. And but I wanted really to go. So I really, the temple president said no, no, no. And I really prayed to the deity. So the temple president was really glad. And I really prayed to the well, please, I want to go out and read books now. So I'm not going home, but this is my daughter's life. And then the general person looked at me during the class, like, he saw that I was praying next to him. He said that he really knew he had used
the... What happened? I was speaking to him.
You know what happened in this moment? The whole set of Srimad Bhagavatam books from a one chef to showed on top of his head, fell on his head. And he died after class, he came to me and he said, okay, you can go.
Otherwise, I don't know what can happen to me. That was a good one, yeah. So, let's move on. The glasses here. Physical tiredness. Try working it off, especially after prasadam. If necessary, go and take extra rest. If continually tired, consider sleeping longer at night. If it doesn't help, consult a doctor. So, sometimes we need some extra sleep. My experience is if you are in Sankirtan, don't sleep over half an hour. No more than that. Sometimes 10 minutes is enough. Because, especially during marathons, because of course we are doing an extra endeavor and the body gets very tired. So, but if you are sleeping more than that, then it becomes very difficult to start again. I don't know if you have had the same experience, maybe the most experienced devotee yet. So just force yourself maximum half an hour, and then maybe in the afternoon another half an hour, but not sleep 1 hour in a row. Otherwise, if you, you know, you will become very more tired actually. I mean, you feel more tired also if the body was resting, but it's much more difficult because the mind usually takes over, etc. So prasadam is also important. Don't overeat. Just see your metabolism, how it works. If you are a slow person in metabolize the food, eat less. If you are fast, like you are, you know, sometimes you are, I can see from the features that some of you are fast in metabolism, you should eat a little bit more, otherwise you will feel weak afterwards. Mm-hmm. Any questions, comments, notice?
How many hours is proper to, I mean,
for,
I know it's something individual.
For distribution.
Yes, but like five four.
Well, this is not really individual. Like, you know, we have two parties, the ladies' party and the Prabhu's party. In the Prabhu's party, we do two shares, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, and like 3 hours in the morning, 3 hours in the afternoon. I'm not talking about marathons. The ladies, they do another schedule. They go out a little bit later during the morning. They stay out for 5 hours, and then they come back. They go to a nice spot, they chant together, they read, like that. So they do a couple of hours less than the men. So it depends actually how you feel better, how you feel more comfortable. So we have to adjust it up then. Marathons, different marathons, just tune up at the maximum volume you can do and just do it. You have to understand that you have to endure for the whole month. So, you know, don't do 24 hours the first day and sleep 12 hours the second. Not worth it. Better to do 10 hours for each day. Much better than you keep going like that. Any other things about this? So, we covered pretty much everything that is an external challenge. Now I want you to break into five groups. Oh, Mataji, sorry.
I have a question regarding this police and all. When you go to one country and you want to start the distribution door to door or in the street, do you have to ask some special telephone from some administrative office so that you have the right to go door to door like people who were doing in France 20 years ago?
It all depends country to country.
Yeah.
Everywhere there's different laws, everywhere there's different rules. So best thing is to just talk with the local temple and find out what the situation is. And they will tell you because they're used to it. Like in Switzerland, you gotta have a vendor's license. For that you have to have a letter from the state police that you're not wanted for any criminal activity, that you haven't done anything wrong in the last 5 or 10 years. You've got no criminal record. If you got that, then with a picture and this and that, then you get your 5 years license. You pay like $250. It's valid for 5 years. It's got your picture, your ID, the whole thing. If you don't have that, they'll take you and lock you up. So, time, place, and circumstance. Other countries, you can just go and do whatever you like. Other countries, you need an ID badge from the temple that you're non-profit and this and that. So, just find out from the local temple, let them know you're there, tell them what you want to do, and work cooperatively. Mm-hmm. And don't try to do the high and sneak thing. So, everywhere is different. You might say, I might get away with it, it might work. Well, it might, but it might also not. It depends.
In India, it's free or?
No. In Bangalore, when we have to park our bus, we have to take the permission from the commissioner.
It's a different thing. If you come with a big vehicle and you want to do something big, then you need permits. But if it's one person just moving a little bit around, showing a few books, it's not a big thing. But in some countries, even that is a big thing. You got a point? There's no books. Okay, yeah, let's finish up the points which are there. You want to finish them up or you want to jump into the
group? Yeah, anyway, let's finish this one, this issue. If you have some books.
Yeah, that paper, just put it in the front, please. Okay, if there is no books in the country, then that's a problem, definitely. Then what you have to do is you have to find out that country belongs to which PBT zone. The whole world is divided into different zones. Then you have to speak with the PBT trustee. That's not the temples. It's not, yes, I'm telling you how it works. So, then do it. No, usually it's like that. You know, the devotees want the books, they want them as cheap as possible, best for free, in the best quality, but that's not possible because good books cost money. So it means. No, I'm just saying, in a lot of countries, devotees start to print their own books or magazines or leaflets, and Prabhupada didn't want us to do that. He wanted us to go through the BBT. And I have not seen any place where the devotees wanted books and where they were ready to pay for them, where the BBT would not supply them books.
So this whole discussion is going on. The BBT now is not anymore like Prabhupada.
Yeah, but that's a lot of polemic. That's a lot of polemic. You know, there's a lot of polemic in that. If you like, we can show some videos on those topics. But a lot of times it's polemic from people who want to criticize, who want to find faults. Like, you can find faults with everybody, with anybody. You can find faults with Prabhupada. Some people came and said, you're a guru, you're a sadhu, why are you wearing glasses? Why are you wearing a watch? Why are you talking about money? So you can always find faults. So we have to distinguish between the devotees who are sincere and they want to distribute books, and the devotees who are
contaminated and they just want to find faults and criticize. You have to separate the two.
They may be the temple.
They might be even a GDC member. I don't care what they are. But if they're criticizing, then that means there is a problem there. So we should try to solve it.
And we also have to have faith in Krishna, that Krishna is overviewing everything, you know. So we are doing our steps in the right way, and Krishna is the controller. We are the controller. Is Krishna the controller?
Question that some of us might have run into, and on a few of our parties, three of us who got nervous with it, a lot of them bring big ones, just to draw my Krishna's mercy. And there's a Prabhupada disciples in the last few summers, maybe 20 books a day, not even Prabhupada books. And he says, sorry, we've got to go.
They're going to bring it up to the local GBC. Where is the GBC for that area? You have to bring it up with him. If you get nowhere with him, you have to bring it up to the EC. That's the executive committee of the GBCs. That's always the chairman, the vice chairman, and
the second vice chairman.
Thank you for that, Ekalanga. He's working with those people. So they're the ones who got the big guns, you know? Because we have the small water gun, you know? The squirty thing, like... You know? So it's good to get people wet, but it doesn't really do the job. So if you can't get it done, you go higher. If you can't get it done, you go even higher. And if that doesn't work, you bite your teeth, you know, you make a fist in your pocket and you move to the next
one. That particular day, that particular week before this gets resolved, I disagree with what he said.
You try to work it out with the person. And if he's got some reason, then you do, and if not, then what you do is you just ask him for his schedule. You say, you know, Maharaj, it's very wonderful, it's great you're doing this program, we really don't want to obstruct you, we don't want to go confrontational, can you please give us your schedule so that we will not, you know, have conflicting dates. And in this way, you work around him. Because after all, he's doing books. Hare Krishna, all glories to him, right? And we're young, we can move. But if you find out, like Mataji was saying, that you just have three parties in the same town at the same time, then I want to know who's the sankirtan. I want to know who's in charge here. Because obviously it's just bad planning. Because you don't do things like that. And if chaos comes, then you deserve the chaos. But sometimes Krishna just wants us to be a little tolerant. He just wants us to eat a little humble pie, you go to some other spot, and all of a sudden you find it much more sweet, you know? It just happens like anything. Like that. This is the material world, you know? There's going to be difficulty, there's going to be trouble, there's going to be challenges. We try to make things nice, but even if you're the most expert, it's still the material world, and you're still going to face difficulty. That's why Sankirtan is the highest service, that's why it's the most purifying. That's why you get all the mercy. That's why you get all the shakti. So don't complain, you know? But still try to work at it, you know, to improve on the logistics. But at the end, if nothing works, you can always surrender to Krishna. That option is always there. I mean, we're distributing books sometimes. It doesn't rain or snow like this, but it rains and snows from the side, you know, sideways. So you can't even hold an umbrella. You just know I'm going to be wet within a matter of 5 minutes. And you just go on. Because that's just, you know, even if you wear good clothes. And you just distribute. You surrender. It's like when you're on parade ground. I mean, how much can you adjust? There is going to be dust. There is going to be sun. And there is going to be 4,000 people. There's going to be long lines. For, you know, darshan, prasadam, bathrooms. So, c'est la vie, as they say in French. You just have to roll with it. But you already know that. I'm just making the point.
I think that's the majority solidified that it's like a
well, the mind always tries to find faults and say, okay, this is the reason why I can't distribute books. Do you see, my dear friend, why I can't do this? This is why I can't do this. And then you go like, what? That's not a reason.
So,
then you tell me, okay? All right? I'll make sure you get your books. Don't you worry.
Before we go into the next stage, I want to ask you one question about external challenges.
Yes.
We're talking about members of other faiths.
Yes.
Right?
So he said to check your sincerity by asking questions.
Yeah.
Right? So what kind of questions do you should ask?
That's not the book, you know? We are correcting the meaning of this book because whatever your presentation was, you just think of that. And if they are trying to say, yes, but have you heard about Jesus? He said, yes, but you know, this is the thing that I meant to do. I have to treat these books for your benefit. There is always room for improvement. Jesus is, you know, our spiritual master, but still, there is something to be said. You can say like this. And if this doesn't work, and you keep preaching to you, then say, okay, I'm very sorry, I have to move on. You move on. You cannot help it. Because we are convinced that you just want to go on the moment. You have to go.
And how do you distinguish? Because once I got the experience that there was like the other Christian preacher, he was trying to preach to me like for half an hour, and I was like very respectful to him. In the end, he took the book and gave it to me.
Yeah, that experience sometimes happens also, but it happened to me very not a long time ago. Same thing. I was in the flat in that team, and I saw, you know, Jesus all the things. And start to sit down, please.
The red flags go up.
And then they both came to me, you know, the wind, like that, you know, and they started so polite, so nice, and I was just, you know, having it. And I was forced to do it, and I couldn't escape that situation. And at the end, he said, I see you're a nice guy. I didn't say a word, I was just smiling, you know, like this. And he said, this is a donation for your mission. I'm really interested in this book, so you see what is your opinion. I said, that's it, you know, but this is very rare. This is an exception. Usually they say, okay, now we have to go, just get out of here.
The exception confirms the rule. But as Brahma said, it's a very important point. If you're not sure whether this person is a time waster, or then just focus right on the book. And if they want to put the book aside and let's just talk, then forget it. Always bring it straight to the book. That's how it works. Sometimes you have to do a little circle, but depending on how much patience you've got, the circle might be smaller.
Or might be bigger. In that instance, as I said, I was trying to say some word once, you know, every 5 minutes or 10 minutes of their preaching. And whatever I said, they just, you know, said another thing, you know, not related with that, so I thought this is...
I found some success, I really raised so much, but right off the bat, people domineering to this, you're not going to, you know, preach over me, I'm going to preach to you, but dominate the conversation, don't let you be dominated, and they'll raise the point, and usually you find out if they're too weak or fanatical at that point, if they're too weak, you can convince them to the book, but if they're, like, fanatical, it's just obvious.
Yeah. Okay, so we have to move on because that next exercise is quite fun. Okay, last question.
And many times you have people
you don't have time.
No, this is very nice. You are doing for welfare of the humanity. So I tell them, okay, then kindly help us buy our book. Oh, we can see later on.
We'll deal more this afternoon with objections, excuses, and other transactional challenges.
Which are external, but is it slightly different.
It's related to people. Yeah. This is more like setting the scene.
Okay.
Are you fairly happy? Did we get some of them done? Okay, whatever hasn't been done, we'll deal with it in the car park. Is that okay? Alright, so we're going to get into the group work?
Yeah. Now, actually, I have to ask you for 5 minutes of your time in the break, otherwise we won't have time. Actually, we don't have time anyway, so let's see what comes up. So let's break into five groups. Mataji, as usual.
Number 1, number 2, number 3, number 4, 5. Okay? 5 groups. I need 5 groups, more or less the same.
Okay, I will give you dilemmas.
I call, please. Listen, otherwise, because we don't have
so you understand. It's very easy. These are dilemmas. You know what the dilemma is? Okay? Situation. Situation. And you have to act this situation. One of the group is a sankirtan devotee, but in this case it will act according to the situation. So he knows what the situation is. Pardon? No, no, not like yesterday. Yesterday was different. Is that clear?
Yeah. No.
Yes, everything is in your group. So you
everything
can
is in your group, so you have to work it out as quickly as possible.
You got 5 minutes to present your presentation.
Yeah, 5 minutes to do it.
Otherwise,
I'll give you another one.
We'll give you another one.
Where are the other two?
6 and 7. One of the two.
Okay. You're all in. 6 and 7.
1 minute.
can we start, okay?
You said no happiness and it doesn't.
So we can all see and hear you.
Excuse me, mister. I want to show you a little
louder.
What is this?
What is this?
Vedic literature. You maybe know it's the old scriptures from India. It's about philosophy.
This is Hare Krishna?
This is Hare Krishna for sure.
You know who I am?
I don't know, but maybe I want to find out.
I'm a Hare Krishna Beta.
Nice, that's very nice. So you can also take one.
Happy New Year, Hare Krishna. Didn't you see the documentaries on the TV?
No, I don't watch TV.
What happened in Dallas?
It's a little boring to watch TV.
But I mean, abusive cases and all these things. Happy New Year, Hare Krishna.
I'm Hare Krishna because I want to be happy. I really want to be happy. So you also can read this book and you also become happy like me.
You know, I saw that person who's collecting the money off the people on the street and he has three houses and three cars. He's supposed to be a renunciate.
Then he deserves it. That's the thing.
How?
Because he is a servant.
Well, there's people are giving money, thinking it's for charity, for good cause, and he's spending for his own pleasure.
Maybe sometimes there are cases where the individuals, they made some mistakes. But the philosophy is really nice, so you can be better than them. So you just try it. Okay, another group? Volunteer? Number one?
Yes.
No debrief?
Yeah?
No debrief?
No time.
No time. Okay, silence! How you both?
Oh, you're good.
Krishna movement.
Louder!
I am from ISKCON Hare Krishna movement. And I have a book on philosophy, on Dharma reincarnation. And this book actually explains mainly about the five things, you know, the time, material nature, the living entity, super soul.
Which philosophy?
This is the philosophy spoken by Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And, this is the philosophy to become happy, how you can become happy in your life. Everything is described in this book. I mean, this is the best book for you.
Yeah, I think so, yeah, because you know I'm a man of philosophy. I studied philosophy when I was in school.
Oh, it's very nice.
This and it was my favorite subject.
This is a perfect book for you.
The thing is, then I became a cyber gentleman, and I talked to people who had no interest in philosophy. And that's the tragedy of my life, because I like to read philosophy. I like to talk philosophy, and it's my favorite.
So then this book is a perfect book.
Yeah, that's a book for me, that's right. All right, actually, yesterday I was reading a Kant, Immanuel Kant, and he was not my favorite, my favorite was Plato in school, but
I'm
not away from
sorry,
the Greeks.
I know the Greeks, I'm a philosopher, but I have not read anything from them.
Oh, you know, I thought you were meant philosophy too. Oh, you just following somebody else's philosophy. Following somebody else's philosophy here.
No, this is not somebody else. Krishna is ours, you know. He is the Supreme Personality of God, and he is speaking for the whole, everyone, every living entity. So you can read this book, go through it, and...
Maybe it's a little too late for me, because, you know, now I'm in my 50s.
That is never late, you know.
I mean, if you approach me in my 30s, that's when I was
in no,
I went back to college. I majored in philosophy in the end because earlier I had to do a degree in science to get a job.
But
then I went back to college.
But you read this book, you know, it is never late. You know, you can always read, and it is not like when a person is.
Oh, okay. Thank
you. Okay, big feedback. Okay, the first one was pretty good. When he was smoking in your face, you were too cool. When somebody's doing like this, it's a provocation. So better, you know, cut a little bit. You know, otherwise, you know, then he was, you know, going. The cigarette on you, and he was, you know, aggressive. So when somebody is provocative towards you, just, you know, okay, I got the lesson, take the book and go away. If he doesn't want to give back the book, give the book. In this case, second case, Sankita devotee was a little bit out of argument at one point, because you didn't finish the deal. We were just talking about the books, we didn't talk about that we are distributing for the nation. You know, you just got over from this person that he was just, you know, a talkative person. So you have to be, you know, more straightforward, you know, in your presentation. You know, just, your mission is to keep the book and have some donation for it. You know, this is the mission. Otherwise you get caught up in so many strange situations. Okay, next one. You need a chair?
Oh, I see clouds. Maybe it's going to rain. Oh, now please start raining. Okay, I'll go to the shop and buy an umbrella. Hello, so, good day. Hi. Can you show me some umbrellas?
Oh, yes.
Oh, what do you think about this one? Bigger.
I want
bigger
one.
I have this one. This is good enough.
Oh, yeah, that is perfect.
By the way, do you know why I need an umbrella?
Because I want to stop people on the street. I'm a missionary.
Please take a look at this book.
What's that? This is about yoga and meditation. You look a very mystical person, and I think this is very good. You see that my pictures here. How much is that?
Usually people give like 10 euros.
Oh, okay.
If you give something more, it could be for an hour.
Oh, I have vision thing because I'm so sorry.
Okay, no problem. Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
Okay. Good work.
You're not finished.
Hey, come here.
Oh,
how are you?
Very good.
This is for you.
Oh.
It's a very good book, and I think you will like it because it's about how to be happy even when it's raining.
Oh, I definitely do that.
Well, if you like it, it contributes to our mission. Students usually give around 15 euros.
15?
Yeah,
I don't have 15. I don't even have to buy umbrella.
Yeah, I think it's my umbrella if you take the book.
Very good point. You know, when very often happens that you have an umbrella, and for example, you are calling somebody who doesn't have, you know, share the umbrella with him, or even cover him at the cost, just cover the books and him, but you remain in the rain. This is really good sign of appreciation of, you know, nice people. Then that exchange of the umbrella was very good. No, that was really something. But then you have to get another umbrella. But the lady was nice, so everything was good. You're good. You need a chair? Okay.
Excuse me, my name is Zimbabwe from Zimbabwe. I want to show my stuff. I'm just bringing those pens from my country and want to, you know, to sell those pens, unique pens, right? For your shop. Can you take some? It's just, you know, $5 for
50. No,
that's it. Okay, no problem. Thank you.
You can do it.
Wow!
Okay, so we sold it, right? So we went to the next person.
Excuse me, sir. My name is Zimbabwe from Zimbabwe. My pants for you. And I have been, you know, bringing those things from my country. And I think my friend who also, you know, is also buying my pants from my country. And so, you know, it's just $5 for 15 pants if you're selling something else. But maybe you can guess also, the pants is very important, you know?
selling pants. This is actually one of the most famous philosophical dialogues, not to me.
Can you go one after the other?
A pen for writing.
Come in a pen for writing. And then it cannot be. Take a pen. $5. Take a pen.
Let's see what he's doing. Has to offer.
What is this?
It's one of the greatest philosophical dialogues known to man. It's called the Gita. Maybe you've heard of it.
Maybe not. Make a pen, check the dialogue. You know? This is not so bad.
What's so nice about the pen, gentlemen?
You don't have a pen, you cannot write.
I have many. What's so nice about this?
It's from Zimbabwe. This is a pen with, you know, bonus of the most rare elephants. So I need to take this pen.
Excuse me, sir. It only took like 5 minutes. Is that all right?
Sorry.
Okay, on their side, they didn't really understand, so, but in this situation, never talk to the obstructor or to the disturbance in front of the customer. Never do that. You just, you know, act as polite as you can, and whatever it comes, and then you call the Zimbabwe guy and say, hey, come, come here. Look, I'm a missionary, you explain your reason. He has his reason, so you say, okay, let's do a thing, because otherwise we are interrupting each other. Just make a deal with him. And usually it works. You know, it happened to me one time, it was one of these guys, and I was going in one place, I saw him, I went in another place, after 2 minutes he was there. So I told him, look, you know what the zone is? And he said, no. Anyway, you know, this is my zone. So I have to be here, we have to go somewhere else. Please, otherwise there will be problem among each other, you know. You will not be able to sell, I will not be able to sell. So, like that. And he was, you know, maybe frightened. I was not aggressive, but very determined. So you have to, but not in front of the customer, somewhere else, okay? Another group?
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Today, today's Bhagavatam class, we're hearing about the Varnashram system. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Shankar Vanya Mayashastam, Gunakarma Vibhagashaha, Tasitkartram Apimam, Vidyakartram Abhyayam. Krishna created four Varnas and four ashrams, the Brahmacharis, the Brahastas, the Varnaprastas, Sannyasis, Brahmacharis, the Brahmanas, the Kshatriyas, the Vaishyas, and the Shudras, and they're all designed in Krishna's system to work together in order to glorify Krishna, especially through the Sankirtan movement, through book distribution, and the chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Ram! Hare Ram! Ram Ram! Hare Hare! Ramchandra Shrimad Bhagavatam ki jai! Srila Prabhupada ki jai! Okay, great, Prabhu, thank you very much for your kind attention. Okay, let's have prasadam and we'll go out for Sankirtan. Okay, so
I heard that there is no prasadam because it's half day fast.
Half day fast?
You know, when I fast, I'm not fast, you know.
So how are you? We'll do Sankirtan.
No grain, no brain.
No grain, no brain.
Yeah.
We had discussed some time before in our previous meeting with our temple management. We meet regularly with them once per week. Let's just confirm with the temple commander and see what's going on. Temple commander G, Hare Krishna. Is there some prasadam
tonight? Sorry, no prasadam tonight. Today's half day fasting.
No prasadam today.
No,
what will we do?
We said this in the meeting last week. We said that no prasadam today.
Yes, we did say that in the meeting. And we spoke with His Grace Venkatesh Krishna Prabhu, our Grihastha friend, to help us. Let's see if he's ready to help us.
No problem. If you want to meet him, you can have one. See, no objection. I have a prasadam today as
well. Oh, really? You are so kind to us. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare
Krishna. Yeah.
That was perfect.
Okay.
Next group. Or else, if you don't have such a Varnashram system in your community, you just go to the supermarket, get the right things, you know, modify, offer to Krishna, and then go on.
Okay?
This is also accepted.
Accepted. Okay. Loud and clear.
Are you a student?
Yeah, I'm a student.
Yeah. We're trying to get these out to smart people. Are you a good student, are you?
Look, I'm in my ring.
You ever done yoga meditation? the original writings of it, translated from Sanskrit 5,000 years ago, where things like karma is what I'm going on. Not the body, we're trying. All life to break out of that cycle of life and death. Original writings are teaching how to do that. 4 months, you want months, right? What's up? Okay, well, it takes your time. You want to get one? You looking for a book?
Hello?
Security?
Somebody's saying something here, you know, it's very disturbed, this place. I'm calling from college, from campus. Okay? Yeah, okay, thank you.
Hey, who are you? What are you doing here? I've received some complaints on you.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I rarely ever get complaints from you all the time. I'm usually really, really appreciative. I appreciate it, what I do. I appreciate you doing what you're doing, too. And we don't sell them. We're monks who are doing a nice work in the world.
This is the college. You cannot send these books here.
Well, what's this way? Some yoga meditation.
Oh, really?
And I appreciate Officer Darrell. I appreciate what you do very much so. I apologize, I don't know the rules around here, and again, I apologize if I act in a way that, you know, some of you can find me, I don't feel bad about
it. Yeah.
And we're here to abide by the laws and whatever you say, it's fine.
Yeah, this is the world you need. You know, you're a quite nice guy.
No,
this is the college. You're not some good student.
No problem, it's a problem. We're here to help the people, not to cause problems.
Okay, well, see you next time.
Okay.
So this was very good also. He acted in a very proper way. And also, if there is some officer, you can give as a present the book. This is bona fide. I mean, also Srila Prabhupada sometimes. There are exceptions. VIPs or some, you know, special person on some special occasion. This is also bona fide. This is really building up our reputation, which is a very long-term vision. So, yes. No. He kicked him out, but he was just building up for the future. So he gave him, because he said he was interested in philosophy. So he said, "Would you like to keep this book in a very humble way?" And he said, "Yes." So, you know. So he had the book and he had his reputation. So maybe next time another devotee would be able to distribute there. Okay? Is that clear? So I think it's up. The time is up. We were just in time. It's a miracle. Krishna sometimes is shrinking the time. Sometimes he's expanding. Have you ever noticed in Sankirtan? Sometimes, I mean, the perception of our imperfect sentence is like that, you know? So there are many things that Maya is putting between us and the performance of this yagya, but at the end of our endeavors of what happens, what doesn't happen, Krishna always helps. We have to just keep in mind this. I heard this sentence like 22, 23 years ago when I first joined, many, many years ago, and this was like, you know, like an imprinting in my brain. Krishna always helps, and it's true, especially in Sankirtan. So, this is enough for this morning. For this first part of the morning. We have 15 minutes break. I expect you to come here at 11:45 for the internal challenges, right? Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
We have seen where the enemy is. Now, in this lesson, we'll focus on something different, on the enemy within. Have you heard of the internal challenges? Is that concept familiar to you? A lot of times what goes on the outside is only a manifestation of what goes on the inside. You remember that phrase, consciousness creates? So you can take that backwards. Reality
creates consciousness.
No.
It's a result of consciousness.
Exactly. So, when we're facing these situations, we should see that there is always a reason. There is no smoke without a fire. In other words, if the situation is not favorable, then there has to be a reason for it. Sometimes the reason is inside, sometimes the reason is in the material world. We have to see what is the reason. So what I'd like you to do right now is take a pen and write down on a piece of paper, not in your student handbooks, but just piece of paper. If you don't have paper, we have paper here. Write down what are the main internal challenges that you are facing as a book distributor. Is the task clear? So you got about 2 minutes to write down your main internal challenges which you're facing.
Speak about difficulty?
Yeah, personal, internal, inside. Not outside, inside.
Can you make just one example to make it more clear?
For instance, have you heard of the mind? The concept of the mind? So, that could that be an internal
mind
challenge?
The mind?
Yes, the mind. Of course. It says of course. Okay, so that's one of them. And there's a whole lot more. Alright? So you please take a minute or two and write down just as many as you can think of what are the internal challenges that you're facing as a book distributor. No, this paper is not going anywhere. That's your paper. It's your problem, you own it. It belongs to you. You can be general, you can also be specific, however you feel like. Nobody's going to read this paper, so be honest with yourself. If you're already done, then you can try to write down possible solutions to those problems.
boys finished? Who needs more time? Alright, you got another 2 minutes. Okay, what we're gonna do right now is you're gonna find out somebody who's gonna give you advice. And we do that in such a way that you're gonna find a person who you don't know and you never talk to. Okay? So, everybody just pick a partner, somebody you don't know and you've never talked to, really. Okay? And then what we're going to do is you're going to present some of your internal problems to that person, the ones you feel comfortable to reveal, and you ask for advice. And then that person gives you some suggestions. You don't state your own possible suggestions. You let him, you know, tell you what he wants to tell you. Okay? And then you switch. Is the exercise clear?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you can also go to the other classroom. You can move around a bit. You just find yourself another person. You've got 15 minutes. So, take about 7 minutes each. After 7 minutes, switch. So, I want you to be back here at 10 past 12. Pair up, find somebody who you don't know and ask them for advice to find solutions to your internal problems. You can also move a little bit to this side of the classroom or to the hallway. There's too much space. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to do that.
Thank you. I'm going to go to the next one.
Alright, you got 2 more minutes. So how was that exercise? Did you find that exercise helpful?
Yes. Yes.
Did you get any good advice?
Yes.
Okay. Were you a little bit shy and apprehensive in the beginning?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. 3 times yes. Okay, we sold the book. The book is sold. All right. So who did not get a satisfying answer to their internal challenge? All of us. How to stop the people. Okay, yeah, we'll get back to that. Okay, so can you put stopping people in the car park, please? How to stop people? Can you write it down? Thank you. Anybody else didn't get a satisfying answer? Yes.
I helped a few groups coming to your area and selling books at a lesser price than you, and you get money.
Well, the temple group coming and selling books at a lesser price, that is a managerial problem, and we will deal with that. But that you worry about it, you worries, that's an internal problem. Did you get a solution for that?
Because I cannot sell books.
Yes, I understand your anxiety. I can feel your anxiety. I know how it feels like. I have felt the same. So, anxiety. If you have anxiety because of not being able to ship the books, or anxiety for so many other reasons, then how to deal with anxiety? Anybody's got a good advice for anxiety? Chanting Hare Krishna. But not during class. Not during class. Always chanting, okay.
His father came and she gave me a verse.
Yes. Please share with us the verse.
It's the verse from Chinnaya Shankaranda. I don't know what the verse is, but the things that are very difficult to do become easy with the cues. If one somehow or another
Wow. All the difficult things become easy if you remember Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the easy things become difficult if we don't remember Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sometimes we can't even get out of bed. Right? It happens sometimes. So instead of me, yes?
There's also this song in Bhagavatam about song of Avanti Brahma.
Yes. Anybody knows the verse? Davanti Brahmana verse? Our Bhaktivinoda students? I'm sure you must know. No, the song of Davanti Brahmana. That one. The sannyas verse. The shloka. Upatamaya Maharshi. That one. I'll find it out. I'll let you know. Yeah. So instead of me giving a big class now on doubts, lust, greed, anger, fear, frustration, fruit of mentality, etc., these are all topics which are discussed in regular Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita classes. And we should discuss them also in a Sankirtan van, also in a Sankirtan setting, in relation to our preaching and book distribution effort. It's very much important. Because from the internal problems come the external problems. So if we take care of the internal problems, the external problems go away. Or most of them at least, they go away. So we have to find the source and we have to nip it in the bud. You have to... When it's small, when it's in a germline, in a seed-like state, you have to deal with it. So I'm not going to go into all these topics right now, but there's a couple of other topics I'd like to discuss with you, and as I said, discuss. This is not that I'm going to tell you how it is, this is a discussion. I'd like to bring up the topic of seeking advice and confidentiality. Like in the beginning, when I brought up this topic of internal problems, somebody, who was it, said, Are we going to share this with everybody, or is everybody going to know about this? So obviously, who feels they have a need for confidentiality? Some of you don't feel at all. You couldn't care less. You got no regards for confidentiality.
Maybe it's not clear confidentiality. Can you explain?
Is it important to you that when you discuss something personal, of private matter, with somebody, that it is kept confidential?
Yeah.
Is that important to you?
Yes.
Has it ever happened to you,
yes,
that a day later you come to the temple and somebody who you don't know comes to you and says, "Is it true? I heard about you, you know, that, you know, you did this, this and that." Has it ever happened to you?
Yes.
How did it make you feel?
Very bad.
Very bad. Why did it make you feel very bad?
Because they take so many lives.
Huh?
They take so many lives.
Is that the worst part of it? No, they're just telling so many stupid things. I mean, so what? Yeah. What's the worst part of it?
Someone you trusted betrayed the trust.
And how did that make you feel?
You feel betrayed.
And what does that mean?
It means I'm angry, I'm embarrassed, and why should I trust anyone? Why should I trust the devotees? Why should I trust Prabhupada? Why should I trust Krishna? These people are nonsense that we get out of here.
Yes, that's what it's all about. It's pretty heavy, but that's what it boils down to. If I can't trust this fellow, I can't trust no one. And then it becomes very lonely. And it becomes very difficult. Because then it's just you and your good friend, the mind. And that's a tough thing. Yes?
And if you have sent aid to the person who shared with, and the result would be B, C, D, E, F, G, F.
Yeah, like as kids, you make the telephone game, you know? You say something to somebody, and at the end it comes back to you, and you're like, ha, 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 that was really great, you know? But if any concerns your own life, it's not that great, you know, it's not that funny. So
many additions.
You remember on the first day when I said the main reason why people don't buy the book is what?
Mistrust.
A lack of trust. They don't trust you. The main reason for leaving the Association of Devotees, it's not the philosophy. It's not, you know, Krishna is not God, or prasadam is not good, or, you know, this or that. It's a lack of trust. So, can we faithfully conclude that trust, or as a matter of fact, lack of trust is a crucial element in our practice of devotional service? What does it state? Adho Shraddha, Ta Bhajana Kriya, etc., etc., etc. So where does it start? A little bit of faith. A little bit of initial faith, which is there. And that faith, that initial faith, till you get to the platform of Nishtha, Ruchi, Prema, it is fragile. It is very... It's soft, yeah. It can be influenced either way. So we have to protect it by all means. How do we protect our faith and our trust? Any ideas? What is good to reinforce, to gain great faith, great trust? Tolerating doesn't work for me. I'm not very tolerant, and I'm not very humble. So I don't accept that. It doesn't work for me.
No, it's the only thing that's worked for me.
Okay.
The only thing, period. So I saw a memory thing of Prabhupada, and somebody said to Prabhupada, you're the only person I trust. And Prabhupada says, don't trust me, I'll let you down. Trust Krishna. Yeah. So I heard that, and I know my experiences, and I'm Prabhupada says something incredibly peaceful.
Now, Prabhupada is the guru, he's the founder Acharya. He could just say, I'm the man, you have to follow me, what I say is the law, right? But Prabhupada is making a very important point here, that the human beings will let you down.
Right, so if you trust Krishna, which means following Krishna's program that Prabhupada is giving us, that's the way I interpret it. Then we have a relationship with Krishna and with other divinity. But if we bypass out of that,
you get bummed out.
It's not their fault. It's your fault.
Now, why can't they fulfill your trust? Because they're not God. We are what? What are we? Any ideas? Conditioned souls. What does a conditioned soul consist of?
Four defects.
What are the four defects? Bhakti Shastri students. 1, 2, 3, 4. Boom, boom, boom. Imperfect senses. Yes, sometimes you think somebody did something or said something, but it actually wasn't so. Has it ever happened to you? It did. Even to me, believe it or not. You know? Sometimes you think somebody took your chatter or your dhoti, but you just misplaced it. And you've already, you know, you've already burned the person. He's already toast. And then you go back to your room and you're like, oh my God, you know, that's where I put it. So, imperfect senses. Number two. Under illusion. It happens. Sometimes we're just under illusion. We can't see what is reality. It happens. What else?
Committing mistakes.
We commit mistakes. Yes. And what's the most common one?
Cheating
mentality. Yes. We like to cut corners and just, you know, find our own little path. So because we are conditioned souls and have these four defects, we naturally tend to let other people down. It's a sad fact of life. Accept it, live with it. It's called tough love, you know? If you accept people to be perfect, if you accept yourself to be perfect, you're going to be disappointed. You're going to be very upset. You want to just run away and find that little island or that little cave, that little hole in the ground where you're just going to hide out till the end of existence. But it doesn't work like that. Because we are people. Human being is a social animal. We have to live with other people. That means we have to accept our own imperfections, we have to accept other imperfections. But still, how can we gain trust? That's my question here.
Keep commitments.
Keep commitments. Like, for instance, if we say you're going to start on time, you're going to finish on time, you keep commitments. You remember the first day? We said, can you do this? And you said, I ask you, can you put your shoes in order out there? Do we do it? Some not. So, it's the little things which make up the big things. If you ask devotees who went away, why did he go away from Krishna consciousness? It wasn't because Krishna is not God and Prabhupada hasn't given us the highest thing, but it was usually because this person let me down. This person spoke to me in such a way. This person cheated me out of money. This person did this to me. This person did that to me. Right? It's all those real, concrete things. Now, what does it take to change that situation? If that person would just...
Yeah, we try to become an example.
How do you become an example?
We keep confidence.
You keep commitments, and what happens if you break the commitment?
Then you have to...
And you say it's your karma?
Apologize.
You say it's your karma, it was your karma, it wasn't meant to be like that? I just didn't show up on time? You have to apologize.
I beg for forgiveness.
But that person's a bhakta, he's not initiated.
It doesn't matter.
Why it doesn't matter?
It's more than...
I'm a brahmana, I'm always right.
But
he's supposed to wait.
Yeah, I'm his servant, so I have to
apologize. Well, I'm the bhakta servant? How can that work? You meant to say that we're the servant of the bhakta?
Yeah, because the bhakta is the highest.
The bhakta is the highest? No, the bhakta is the highest. Okay. So you got the point? When you're a Sankirtan devotee, and you tell the person, I'm going to give you change, and then you don't give them change, but you give them another book. What just happened? You betrayed their trust. They gave you a big bill, so you gave them another book. It's called the change-up, you know, strategic, you know, situation. And the person is fried. You might get away with it, but that person's trust is broken. Next time he sees that person, he sees, oh, he's a cheater. Don't want to see your face. Never even try for a second. When you're holding that big bill, don't come with the second book. It doesn't work like that. Either first give the book and say, you know, if you give it all, you get two more books and get one more book. But not in a position of so-called strength. You know, work him over. We have all done it. We have all gotten away, and sometimes we've gotten caught, right? But Krishna doesn't like it. He's not pleased. And you feel it in the heart when Krishna is not pleased. So, trust is a real essential thing amongst devotees. If I can't trust you, then why should I want to spend time with you? Why should I live in a van or in a temple or go out on Sankirtan? Why should I put my life in jeopardy? If you don't trust your driver, your cook, your treasurer, then how can you go on living? It's not possible. So it boils down to trust. Now, having trust and faith in Krishna, that's a very important point. What else can you trust?
The Guru.
The Guru. Are you sure? Are you convinced? Anybody like to comment on that? Can you trust the Guru?
Yes.
No, 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 we are on a different topic here. Don't try to divert attention. We are on the Guru question.
The point is, okay. People that focus, attention to that. Because we're Guru, okay, I'm going to have nothing more, I'm going to just confide in you instead of devotional service.
Mm. Okay, thank you for that. We're just going to hear a few different comments here.
We can trust the Guru as a principle that he's the representative of Krishna, but not as a human being, because he might have also defects. If he is not following the position of the Guru, then we don't trust the person, but we trust the Guru as a principle, we find another person.
Okay. We can trust the Guru because he's already in charge. Okay?
Is your Guru still standing?
Huh?
Is your Guru still standing?
Standing or lying down or sitting or. You got a point?
You can trust Prabhupada's books.
Yes?
Yeah, same thing. The body, trust the body of the Guru, the instructions.
You trust the body of the Guru, the instructions.
A guru is supposed to be like a father, and the father is a natural friend. So you can always argue with the guru.
You can always
argue.
You argue with the guru?
Yeah. You can.
You can try.
Yeah. This is true. You know, one of my daughters and the guy had with them. We always argue, but the thing behind it is mind, because when he speaks more, then you want to listen more. You know, put the argument in such a way that
friendly argument.
Speak more in that.
Friendly argument.
Yeah,
not challenging or fault finding or criticizing argument.
Could be that also, but it should end on a.
It could be that also. Good luck. Good luck. Okay, you see, there is some energy flowing here. You know, there's some heavy topic. It's good before lunch, you know. Get your enzymes going, get your digestion going. There is going to be, I'm not going to tell you, it's not yet offered. So, yes.
Like Brahma's point, you trust Krishna. A good guru is in line with Krishna, following the start of Jasha. You can trust him, but you can't read the mind. Most people think this is good about that quality, this the.
Pure devotee doesn't mean he's Superman.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean he's Paramatma. It doesn't mean you don't have to tell him things. Pure devotee means he knows what Krishna wants him to know. And he follows Krishna's example and Krishna's precept. And that's why he's the pure representative. And we follow his instructions. And if there is something which is confusing to us, we can always ask. But it's not that we're just following blindly. And if Guru says jump from the roof, then you jump from the roof.
Well, another reason why we don't have the chariots is because that if Guru does fall down, like if people are faith in Guru and you fall down, then you fall out pretty much. But if you put your faith in our system of Shiksha and our
Shiksha, for those who don't know, means instruction, teachings. So that means, basically, bottom line, you got to read the books. You got to know what the standard is. You got to know your stuff. It's not, you know, who can sing the nicest or who can jump the highest or, you know, who wears the most fancy clothes or has the most perfume or who has the most disciples. No. There's other criteria which are mentioned in the Shastra. So we have to know those criteria. Otherwise, what happens? We'll be misled, we'll be cheated, and we'll feel very, very upset and sorry. But if you buy something which is counterfeit, whose fault is it? Whose fault is it?
Yours.
It's your fault. Now, if you have counterfeited currency, does that mean that there is no real currency out there? No. It just means you got cheated because you didn't know.
And you said before you assume the rule, you are allowed to inquire about him and question his position. And
you're not allowed, but you must. You're not allowed, you must.
Yes.
And you should test the Guru, and the Guru will test you. And once you've accepted him, then the relationship changes. But that's a very important point. So basically, the whole concept and idea, you want to share this with us? Hare Krishna.
Yeah.
You like to share it with the class?
Okay. I have not okay with you, actually.
You have what?
I have not okay with you.
With me? Then you have to tell me. You don't have to tell her. Because she's okay with you, and you're okay with her. If you're not okay with me, you have to tell me. So tell me. Why?
My Guru Maharaj is not a special thing. My Guru Maharaj represents Krishna.
Yes.
For me, my Guru Maharaj is like Krishna. O sea, I can ask this.
But he is the representative of Krishna. He is not Krishna.
I cannot test him.
But before you got initiation, you had doubts and questions, and you bring some arguments.
Anything about
nothing.
Nothing.
You just.
Nothing.
Everything is okay.
Wow.
But it says in the Shastra, we should. There is a testing period. We should test the Guru. And the Guru tests the disciple. That's there in the Shastra. You see, this topic should not undermine your faith in Guru or in authority. This topic is meant to make you think and understand deeply what is Guru, what is the principle of Guru and Guru Parampara, and what is my Guru trying to do. And then you gain deep appreciation of who your Guru is and what your Guru is trying to do. But if we just accept Guru as a figurehead, as a rubber stamp, then as easy as you accept him, you will also reject him. You understand the danger? That people become sentimental? It happens. Have you seen it happen?
Happened to me.
So?
Mm-hmm. I don't
mind. You don't mind?
No.
But a lot of people, once then they hear something which they don't like, then they reject and they go away. And they commit offenses. And they fall down. So don't you think it's better that in the beginning there is this discussion and this trial period? Otherwise, if we just accept blindly, then we will also reject blindly.
I have Sumatra Maharaj. Sumatra Maharaj goes outside is considered the best. So for me, was the best father for me. He instructs me so much. He takes care of me so much. I cannot forget anything. And I was tired. I asked to make Guru Maharaj know. What relationship I have with Sumatra Maharaj, no? And he tell me, because I love him so much, he helped me so much in my spiritual life, not only times, he take care of me, and others. And he tell me, bueno, pero now I have the Guru Maharaj. Pero the same, you know, for what another thing, because he helped me so much.
Of course, and you're appreciating him. I had the same experience. And you're thankful, you're grateful.
Yes.
But you don't see any conflict. Because Krishna has given you so much mercy. He's has given you a wonderful guru in the beginning, then he has given you another wonderful guru. So Krishna has been very kind to you. So you should feel very happy and thankful. But some people, they feel upset. What is this? You know, this cannot be. I don't accept this. And they get very angry. And they leave the association of devotees. Why? Because they don't understand how the principle of Guru works. That Guru comes as a mercy of Krishna. And he's not just a stamp or a position or an individual, but Guru is a concept. And he's coming from Nityananda Prabhu. And if we understand this concept properly, then we get the mercy. And otherwise we get confused. And if you have some issue, you have to bring it up. Then you see that there is no issue. Because we are in the same boat. We are in the same team. I feel the same like you're feeling. Maybe I'm a bit more challenging. I'm a bit more, you know, obstinate. And a little bit more hard-headed. And you're more soft-hearted. That's why you have it easier. It's easier for you. And it's more difficult for me. We both have to work with who we are to develop our Guru Nishtha, our Guru Bhakti. But it's not something stereotype. You understand stereotype? Because all these stereotypes, all these cliches, you know the cliches? Anybody doesn't understand what a cliche is?
The repetition of the same thing.
Now, cliché means it's so cliché, so cheap, it's a fact, you know? Like people say, oh, India, everybody is poor. It's a cliché. They've never been there, they got no idea, but it's just, you know, something which people say.
Okay.
Or America's wealthy. Or this or that, you know? It's all cliché. Or all the Brazilians know how to dance salsa and capoeira. It's a cliché. It's not reality. It's a stereotype, right? So, as Sankirtan devotees, as preachers, you cannot afford to maintain cliches. You can't afford. You can also not afford to be sentimental, because you will be disappointed. And your trust in the cliché will be smashed, it will be broken. And if you don't accept that in a happy mood, oh, thank you, Krishna, for smashing my attachment to this artificial thing. Then you become angry, you become upset, you become disappointed, and you go away. And I've seen it hundreds of times. Devotees who start resenting book distribution, devotees who start resenting the association of other devotees, who start resenting the authorities. Why? Because they thought that these people don't understand who I am, they don't understand my special position and how I'm important and how I should get this, that, and the other thing. And then, boom, they're gone. They're off on their own tangent. You might see them 5 years down the road on a Ratha Yatra, you know, with a big beard and a big pipe, you know. It has happened. And they were on Sankirtan, and they were shaved up, and they were all, you know, but they didn't understand the difference between following the Guru properly and just imitating because everybody else is doing it. But to rewind the topic before that was trust. How can we... Sorry, I got off on a, on a little tangent here. But it seems to be important, so anyhow, bear with me. Yes.
Trust,
yes. The topic is trust. So how do we trust each other? Because how can we trust Krishna if you can't even trust your fellow devotee?
There are some principles that we should adopt and follow, like keeping confidentiality,
yes,
as we discussed before. It's very important to keep confidentiality, because if we don't keep confidentiality, then these six loving exchanges that devotees have, we completely disrupted.
Why will they be disrupted?
The Dati Prakibriyati Guyam Akiti Prichati Gunte Bojayati Chayavasai Dilapati Lakshanam. It's Guyam Akiti Prichati.
Why will they be disrupted? Sorry for interrupting you.
Yeah, because
people don't want to have anything to do with you. They see your face, and all they can remember is not the good that you have done, but it's that one incident where you let them down, big time. And they don't want to deal with you anymore. And it's as easy as that. So therefore, when we do let people down, we have to face the facts. We have to face, we have to take the heat. We have to face the music. And we have to apologize. We have to make up for it. Like when you burn somebody. Then you go there and you say, I'm really sorry, I blew it. I was a dot, dot, dot. Now, please tell me, what can I do to make it, you know, to make it up to you? Have you ever tried that?
Yes, I tried.
Does it work?
No.
Sometimes you can give them whatever you want, and they're not happy. Right? I've had people, I've paid obeisances to them, and I touch their feet. And they're like, you're artificial. This is just a show, you know? You're just doing this to get away easy. Yeah. I don't accept this apology. This is not sincere. And they just walk away.
Yeah.
And you go, Hare Krishna, you know? What can you do? You have tried to do the best you could from your side. If they don't want to accept your sincere apology, what can you do?
You can ask them.
They don't know sometimes. They're just so upset that they don't want to deal with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, if somebody's not ready to accept your apologies, you should maybe not deal with that person. Maybe it's not meant to be. Again and again and again. Good luck. Good luck. Sometimes it makes it worse. They start to hate you. They don't, you know, want to have you close. Somebody in the back was there.
If the apology is genuine, and sometimes they'll misuse your...
Sometimes they'll misuse, yes. So many situations are there.
I believe this Rupa Goswami explains that first you should try to apologize if you offend someone. And secondly, if they don't accept the apology, we should get on our hands and knees and take the dust from our feet. And
from their feet or from our feet?
From their feet. Okay. And then if still they don't accept, you know, then the next stage is we offer service to them over a period of time. We just continue to offer service to them. Then naturally they'll forgive us.
Yeah.
It says that if they still don't forgive us, then it is our great misfortune.
Yes. Okay.
Forget and forgive.
Yeah, but we usually forgive, but don't forget, you know? Works the other way around, at least for me. You know, like the elephant, big ears, you know, everything is written there behind the ears. So. Yes, forgive.
Regarding this thing of trustworthy, I mean, a mistake, I don't think any of the Lee Prabhupada said that if somebody doesn't.
Can you please listen when other people are speaking? We're also listening to you.
Prabhupada said someone's on for every principle and he's not trustworthy. So if you want to be trustworthy, you want great
ability. Yes. We should do everything in our might to actually be trustworthy.
At one point, we had difficulties, so many psychological, weird stuff people do, and we have done great.
Okay. Vasudev, then Ekalavya, and her.
Just on this issue of trust, yes. We make our presentation, we ask for donation in the beginning, we repeat it, and we hear from the customer that, I tell you what, I'm not going to give you a donation because it's the way you asked. I don't like the way you asked. I have no problem with donations, but I don't like the way you asked.
Has that to do with trust?
Yeah. They don't seem to trust what we are doing, but at the same time, is it really trust? Or is it that they are finding an excuse?
I would rather put that in excuse, and we'll deal with it this afternoon, if it's all right with you. Hey, Columbia?
Okay, I just would like to share that I feel it's our duty to be trustworthy to the best of our capacity and exemplary. Because we represent Prabhupada, we represent Krishna, we should do our best to be trustworthy.
And which means that we don't let people down, even in the small things, even in the little things. It's not good enough to say, hey, you know, we're part of the same church, you know, we pray the same songs like that, wear the same clothes. Sometimes you don't care about those things, you know. It's the little things. It's like, hello, how are you, you know, like, thank you, like, excuse me, like, I'm sorry. It's those things which are missing. And they make it big time. As they say in French, c'est le son qui fait la musique. It's the one note which makes the music. It's not the opera, the orchestra, you know, it's the little sounds which make it or break it. So as representatives of Prabhupada, we should do all in our might to become trustworthy, to invoke that trust, to show to people that they can actually trust us, that we'll not abuse their trust. Yes?
From one hand, I heard you to say that we shouldn't expect anything from anybody. And from other point, we should trust people, so how can these things go together?
You're confused. Seeming contradiction. Okay, one part was, don't expect anything or you will be disappointed. That's a general motto, that's a general outlook in life, which may sound a little pessimistic or a little realistic, depending on how you look at it, but it's an attitude which I have adopted in life because it works for me. If you want to be an optimist or a pessimist, be my guest. For me, that's my motto. The other part is, if you're facing people and you have to give them the benefit of the doubt that they are decent and sincere and nice people, because otherwise they will be different. So the two things are not conflicting. I don't expect anything, but at the same time, I know for a fact that they are spirit souls, they're servants of Krishna, and as such, they're nice, because everybody is nice. Everybody is nice. There's nice people out there. I mean, the sun is shining, the birds are chirping, it's another nice day on Sankirtan, and I'm going out, and I'm giving these books, and today, I'm going to meet 10 fantastic people, and I'm going to meet 50 nice people, and I'm going to meet another 100 people who are also okay, and they take the book. And then it's going to be the occasional person who, you know, has a few objections and freaks me out, but that's all right also. So if you go out with this attitude, then you will meet these people. Still, I don't expect it to happen. I wish for it, I pray for it, I know that it's possible, but if Krishna wants something else to happen, if he wants me to suffer, you know, Ashlishiva Padaradavi Nashkuma Madarshanan Mamahatan Kurokuvaya Tatatavi Padata Mamatoma Prananapas to say it. It's Krishna's choice. If he wants to make us broken hearted by not empowering us, by not letting us distribute so many books, it's his choice. Some days you're in great consciousness and you will not do a thing. And some other days you just barely roll out of bed and people are throwing money at you. And if you think it's all up to you, you're in for a rough ride. So both things work at the same time.
Just on this incident, on this, like when you are out, it's raining, maybe you can assume that the people will feel bad about you because you are out distributing books in the rain. But if you are pretending that the people have compassion on you, then you are on the platform of the false ego. So if you are not pretending anything, you are just doing your duty, this is what the Navina said, then, you know, you don't expect anything from them. You just try to give them the book, and they take okay, they don't take okay, like that. You understand?
Yes.
So this is not, you're not imposing, like, you know, I'm out, and they should be merciful, because they should understand that I am, you know, doing that for the benefit, etc., etc.
Now, personally speaking, how do I deal with my lack of trust and with my own internal problems? Well, number one, we all need good friends. Without friends in Krishna consciousness, you can't make it. It's just a fact. If you think it's me, Guru and Krishna, and I don't need anybody else, you're not going to get very far. Because that's Kanishtha Adhikari at the most. So, what does good friends mean? Good friend means a friend in need is a friend indeed. It's a person who will tell you the truth, who will not need to flatter you, but who can tell you the truth. So that is a real friend. So if we do not have such friends, we have to ask ourselves, why do I not have such friends? And then we have to maybe change something in our behavior, in our attitude, in the way how we're dealing with people. Because otherwise, if you do have good friends, then you can do this exercise on a weekly basis, on a daily basis, with other devotees. You found this exercise helpful. Now we should be doing this more often, right? But how many times are you here in book distribution graduate course? You know, maybe once in a lifetime. Maybe again 10 years later or something. So we should do this regularly with our friends. We should do this with our mentors. You've heard of mentors? There's not only guru, there is also, you know, mentors, spiritual guides. Because guru is not singular. Sagurun. It's plural. There is many there. That doesn't diminish our guru, but it just shows that there is a vast array of personalities who can help us in our spiritual lives. And we should discuss these topics in Bhagavatam and in Gita class. That's why we're discussing Shastra. Not just to hear stories and throw some shlokas around, but we should get into things like that. And then apply them to our own personal lives. And then you might have some personal teacher or mentor who can help you personally in different issues and topics which you feel very strongly about. That is very much desired. That is very much welcome. So I would like to encourage all of you, with the blessings of your guru, to seek out such devotee friendships and to seek out such spiritual mentors who will help you in your progressive advancement in Krishna consciousness. For then your trust, your nishtha, will become established, very firm. And when you go out in Sankirtan, it's not just a drama, it's not just a show or a performance, but that's you. That's your real you. That's your real identity. And that's very convincing. So there are other topics which we could talk about, but time is running out.
I have...
Yes, you got another point. We'll get to you right away. Yes, please.
Talking about friendship, I have a friend who likes gurus. A friend is one who knows everything about you, but still loves you. Maybe you are going to be friend. At the same time, he doesn't forgo or give up his principles for someone who is just a friend.
Yes, but sometimes also we have, thank you for that, we have to make sure that friendship is not just a bodily thing, because we like each other, we're from the same background, we speak about the same stuff, we share the same interests. But friend actually means this person cares for me and can give me something. And I care for that person and I try to give that person something. You know, sharing means caring, like that. So it's not just a bodily liking or disliking. But it's something very deep, very profound. Okay. Yes.
This is for me the most important point here. No, we must be real friends. Because to be real friends is very difficult for me, because me all the time I tell the truth to everybody, and they don't like. And you know, the matters is they don't like. I tell.
Nobody likes it.
Well, because I tell. And so many devotees they don't like me, and some devotees they like me because I tell the truth. Because it's more easy in my approach to meet people.
That's anywhere the same, Mataji. It's everywhere the same. It's easy to pretend, it's easy to make a show, and as soon as you tell the truth, people are upset. If you want to make a lot of friends, you go and you ask everybody for advice. And everybody will like you. And if you can give them some money, they will love you. And if you want to make a lot of enemies, you go and you give everybody your advice. And you tell them how it should be. And you criticize them. And they will hate you. So, it's your choice. You have to understand how people function, how they're conditioned. That's why a real friend is somebody who looks out for your real interest, for your real self-interest. And not just, you know, some sort of cheap adoration and respect. And that's rare. That's rare. But you don't need hundreds and thousands of friends. You need a few good friends. But it also depends on us. You know, we have to put in the energy. We have to put in the effort. We have to put in the time to cultivate those friendships. And a lot of times we're not ready to do that. And also we have to know we're a conditioned soul. We have four defects. So our perception of the truth might not be the absolute truth. It's our perception of the truth, but it's not the absolute. Only Krishna knows what is the absolute truth. Yes, and Vasudev, and we wrap up.
One thing is to expect others to be friendly with you, but yourself also, you have a certain responsibility toward the society. So the society has some standards and some expectations also. Like, sometimes, you know, you can think, oh, we don't like me, but sometimes you need also to be respectful and see whether your behavior is such not to disturb other people's ego.
You want
to
know a little secret? You want to know a little secret? People don't care about... Most people don't care about other people because they're too busy with themselves. So don't think that they really have an opinion about you. They're too busy doing whatever they're doing. No, it's a fact. It's a fact. We get hung up and we think, oh, everybody's looking the way I'm doing and talking and dressing and moving. Most people wouldn't care less whether you were there or not there.
But sometimes they may get an opinion about someone.
Sometimes they may, but then again, is it important to you? How much are you dependent on public opinion?
That is a two-side thing. One side is the person who is having people make an opinion about him.
But again, like social acceptance, if you're on Sankirtan,
yeah.
But if you're on Sankirtan, the same thing. People may come and they may think you look weird, you talk weird, you've got weird books, and you're not accepted. You don't fit in. Is that a problem for you? Or do you see this as something you can overcome? You live here. Yeah. But it's the same thing, I tell you. I tell you, it's the same thing. Because people are busy, people are living their own lives. And if you want to please everybody and get everybody's blessings or approval, you will never finish. You just have to know what you're doing, and you have to do it nicely, and then people gradually, the good people, they will come forward, and they will start to appreciate you. But the caravan is moving, even if the dogs are barking. That doesn't mean we can be nasty or rude, or just walk over people. But it means that if you are dependent on public opinion, and on public acceptance, and public approval, you will get very disappointed, you will get very hurt, and you will get very frustrated. So we have to work on that individually. It's called survival, one-on-one. And you may think that this environment is hostile, but if you want to know what hostile is, there is some countries, there is some places where, you know, things are really hostile. Here it's just, Mayapur is like such a big community with so many different communities inside the community, so many different nationalities and ideas and personalities. So it's very hard, you know, to find the right balance and the right mix. But if individually we have accepted that I'm a servant, that becomes a very safe, a very secure position. Whenever we see ourselves as the servant of the other devotees, whether this be in a temple, in a community, or in a Sankirtan van, it becomes very safe, it becomes very secure. Nobody can, you know, nobody can get upset with the servant. Even if you're among superiors and people are upset, and you take the humble position, you know, it goes right above you, you know, it just doesn't touch you. So, but I appreciate your point, and I appreciate your honesty. Because it's a fact that sometimes people are just too impersonal. And mainly it's not because they are against you, but mainly it's because they're so caught up in their own world and they don't even recognize, they don't even see you. So, like Guru, same thing, let's get to Guru. If Guru is making a face or, you know, like that, then everybody's like shrinking and things like, my life is over, you know, it's finished. But maybe he just, you know, he bit his lip, or, you know, he was thinking something about management, something was troubling him, or like that. But we tend to take everything so personal. The same way if you're on the street, if you take everything personal, every stupid thing people tell you or people do to you, will become very difficult. It's the material world, we have to become tolerant. And understand that people don't actually mean things in a malicious way, but mostly they're just too indifferent. It's Mayava tendency. We have 2 points and then we're wrapping up because we're going over time. Vasudev and
you're scratching your head. Okay, who wants to give the verdict here?
You break.
No matter what you do, there are always some a section of people which will try to, you know, point you out or talk you down. You just have to be oblivious to that.
Okay.
And know that what you are doing is right. If it is for corroborating your Shastra, Guru, and Krishna, it is accept. Your heart is accepting it, then you don't have to.
Thank you for that. So was that an interesting lesson, or did that go way off track? You're not sure about it. Okay, we'll see. All right, thank you for your attention. All those who are Prabhupada.
The people who love you, love you. You are not going to
do that. Okay, thank you. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.